Right. So, I mean, primarily is growing the riding economically, and you know that includes both a focus on growth for our resource industries, of course, and also we need to do much more to balance out the effects of our boom and bust economy. If you look up Timmins on Wikipedia, and likely Kirkland Lake as well, with our focus on gold, they describe our economy as a boom and bust cycle, and we need to take proactive steps to avoid that. If you look at the situation with Sudbury now, they've had so much government investment in terms of education and health care and other government jobs that they're able to withstand the boom and bust cycle a lot more than the communities in our riding. Mm-hmm. So one of our primary focus is on reestablishing the middle class, which is really quite applicable to our riding here. So from a macro perspective, in terms of government policy, the first, our core plan focuses on the middle class. We offer a middle class tax break for anyone between $44,000 and $90,000. And that tax break is paid for by increasing slightly the taxes paid by high income earners over $200,000. So really by shifting the tax, where we get the taxes from, that's a direct benefit to the middle class, which of course in turn goes back into the economy. But on a local level, because of the size and remoteness of our riding, we really need to fight for government investment. And that's one of the major problems and issues that's been lacking since our current Member of Parliament, Mr. Angus, has been in power, is what are the investments from the federal government into our riding? And we really, there's really no success stories to speak of in his, 11 plus years of being our Member of Parliament. That's... investment money spent in our riding has much more of an impact on our local economy than it would in urban areas such as Toronto, Ottawa, because a lot of people there, they live in one riding, they work somewhere else. It doesn't matter to them that, government offices open up 25 kilometers away. They might be working there. But when that happens in our riding, it's super benefit to us. So we have to go above and beyond what we've had to date in order to, secure both sides, which is, resource development, but also this, trying to diversify to avoid the boom and bust effect that we've had for, for as long as most people can remember.